Okay, good morning, everybody. Say, pleasure to be back here after a brief hiatus due to some scheduling conflicts. I'm going to talk about a very important kwah in the Dharm Sugya called Paischim Benailid. Gemara says there's a machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan in the Mishnah of how a person is paiseach in order to get a hatara. So the Mishnah goes through various different questions, and one of them is whether one can be paiseach with neilet or not. Paischim b'neilet, chachamim ayomrim oisrim. The chachamim say not valid. Let's start here with the Ran tells you to go to wait for the Gemara, which we will get to in a second. And Rashi, the Mefarish on the upper right bend, says, "V'chacham eisrim, shafilu ein daita lischaret nice leidas lischaret." That's on the first Okimta. And the second Okimta is about 10 lines down. The Mefarish says, "Paischim b'neilad b'davar shalai haya ba'il b'shas nidrei," something that did not exist at the time the neder was made. You have to go down Pesach about 10 lines. It's still on the come. The Mishnah explains several scenarios of what Neilad is. Now, there's a Machlekes Rishonim as to what the site of the impropriety of being Paiseach ben Neilad. Rav Rishonim explained that the reason why we're not Paiseach ben Neilad is because we cannot be worried about chashashos that are not Barur, that are not here in the world, that are only going to be in the future. And therefore, even when the person at the time the person made the neder, it's possible he could have said, you know what, who knows, maybe such a thing can happen. Maybe such a thing can happen. Middle of saying maybe a person will say, I'll give you a mashal. This morning I was talking to some of my colleagues on planning a Torah event, and the question came up, but what if Chas V'Shalom there's another breakout of a war in Eretz Yisrael? So this is Asuk Adatenu. It's something which is in our mind as a possibility. You know, we hope it's a rachik possibility, but it's there. And therefore, if something could be explained that this will happen, that even though it's not shchiach, that's not mevatel the neder, because the neder is chal, and the possibility that he could have been masuk adaita yevayt. That type of a nether, that type of a neilad is not mevatel nether. However, if the neilad is shchiach, if the neilad is shchiach, something which is within a very accepted zone of probability, then it reverts back to a classical nether betois. This is the mahalach of Rav Rishonim, which is a very logical approach. The Rambam, however, has a different explanation. Rambam explains the reason when you're not paiseach menaylid because there's no charata gemura, because the person really doesn't want it to happen, and he would rather this neilad not occur, and he wants his neder to be chal. And since it's not a charata shalema, the Pesach is an invalid Pesach. And the Rambam adds, if, however, we know for sure that it'll be mischarit legamri, then the heter would be applicable even in such a case. Therefore, back to the Mishnah, where the Mishnah gave you a case, kainem she'eni nena le'ish pleni v'nasa sofer, or you say, meisi es b'noi v'amr il isi yudea shu nasa sofer, or shu meisi es b'noi v'kar v'lisi neider. These are cases of mudar hanah. So Rabbi Eliezer says, it's Pesach Menayled, and the Chachamim are Eiser. The Ran Devar Maskul Chacham Eiserim, which is printed on the other side, number Beis, is the reference to Mefarshim Gemara, explains what I just said, that in a Pesach that's Shchiach, you have to go down to the bottom. Breeze. Acham Eisrim, line three of the wide lines. Mishun de Pesach to Shchiachu de Mashvel el Neder Neder Tois. I will know the way. The sight of a Pesach is something which is foreseeable, something which a person can assume is going to happen. That makes it into something that is Shchiach. That makes it into a valid Pesach. If it's not, and it's not foreseeable, then we do not consider this to be, according to the Chachamim, a valid Pesach Leheter. This is Shitas Aran and most of other Gedolei Rabbeinu HaMefarshim. The Rush in Devar Maskil B'Chachamim Oisrin. The Rush has a allied pshat, if you can see it on the bottom left. He says, and you have to go back to Amud Aleph, that something which is not matzui does not become a neder b'tois, ki b'shvil zeh, because of this vayter chash, because of this chash, which is not likely, because of the chash, which is a rachayk chash, lo haya meniach milidar, he would not have stopped making a neder. If you can make this bigger, please. Ki asavar shleyav, the person, when he made a neder, never assumed that this eventuality is going to happen. There it is, four lines from the bottom. The time of the chrot, b'shalai dechrot, nasa. If I tell you now, we're doing a neder, but you know, if there's a I don't know, a hurricane in New Jersey, which is highly unusual and highly unlikely, then maybe not. But that's something which is so not shchiach, so not matzui, that a person cannot say that if I would have known there's going to be a hurricane in January in New Jersey, which has happened once in 500 years, I wouldn't have been not there. That is something which is so rachay from the metzias, and a person cannot use that as a charata. So the Rush is not being chilek with the Ran, is additive to the Ran. The Gemara needs to prove their various cases. The Sugis of the Gemara, and it proves it from the Atara of the Chacham, this week's Parsha, Shavuos Moshe. Let's see this fascinating Gemara. Lezer was mechiach that and Noilad Beheter works because he would have been matar the shua of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Dasan Avirim died. My time to bless. I'm Rav Chisda Makor, ki meisu kol anashim. But Misa de Nailadu. Misa is the ultimate Nailad. The time you make the neder, you're not going to assume that the person is going to die. Mikan Shapayis Kuman Nailad. Rabbana Mai Tamayak Sa Rahana Mi Maisa. Who says Dasan Avirim died? Pesach. The Gemara asks your Kasha. Gemara, they didn't die. We know that they didn't die because obviously they were around in Parshas Korach. So what does it mean? Nothing of Yoram. So the Gemara brings a mimer of Yechanan, calls on Shemar, Shemeshem doesn't say no, doesn't reveal. I'm talking Shiyar. They speculated in commodities, in Bitcoin. They lost their money. They lost their money. And one of them is Chashav Kames is Ani, and therefore that's what it means that they died. Ani is Chashav Kames. So the Rishonim, the Ran, the Rush, and Tosfos all explained that Anias is not Noilad because it is Shchiach. People lose their money all the time. And therefore, that can't be claimed as a Noilad on something like this, Metchila, the person would be understand that it's a possibility and be Mevatel the Neder. If you look in the Ran, Rabbanu Lissar, the person El Mil Chaylav, they'll know that Kamash Mechani Kamesik Mal Yerg Mosema, and Kamesh Dach Kamar Chmona, and Akvar Mesa by Sushak and Shadar, they'll have a Nailah, because they already lost their money, and therefore it wasn't even a Nailah. If you look in the Rush, the Rush says, Kimesu kol anashim, Moshe nodar, l'shevus midim v'shalosh l'tzarim, pasal kosh baruch pesim, sh'idea sh'mesu, sonim v'ayin nader. Thus and Aviram were the informers to the Egyptian Gestapo. They're the ones who told the Gestapo that Moshe Rabbeinu had dispatched the Mitzri. And therefore, Moshe was on the wanted list, and he couldn't go back there for 40 years. Ba'pish nodal yisrael chamav, the shver was a tough shver, and he made him swear he's not leaving. Shalom Mitzrayim, Pesach Kodesh Baruch Hu, Pesach Shai Desh Mitzrayim, Lay Now Pesach Shalom Mitzrayim, Rogar Dayim Shad La Bach Lay Roshay Lash Mitzrayim, Bnei Sayin of. Anyway, he couldn't go back. So really, the reason he didn't go back, he postured to that way to the shver that he listened to the shver. But the real reason he couldn't go back was a wanted list. He was a fugitive, and therefore, that is a Pesach for the Neder. Rashi explains when Yorjin Nechseim, that means really they died before the Neder. Avadath not a Nailad because it was actually done before. And this is consistent with Tosis and the Rush, Rashi. The problem with this is that according to the Rishonim, who hold that the site of the Chilak is Shchiach Aneas L'chaira is Shchiach. This is a Mefurish Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says clearly that Aneas is a Shchiach. but according to the Rambam, what is the Pshat in the Gemara? Before we get to the Rambam, which is the second part of our analysis, let's go back to the previous Rishonim. And the Mishnah in Nazir and Daf Lamed Beis has the following scenario. And Nazirim came from Chutz Laretz without having access to the internet. And they found that they had made Nazirus. Nazirus requires a Beis Hamikdash to bring Kabanois to finish your Naziris. And to their horror and shock, they came and they found the Beis HaMikdash was Charav. So Nachum Amadai, who was there, he was the senior Talmud Chacham there, needed to get them out of this nether, out of the Naziris. And he said, if you would have known that the Beis HaMikdash was Charav and you'd be stuck here forever, would you have made this Naziris? And they said, of course not. And Nachum Amadai gave them a heter. When the Bo Davar Eitzel HaChachamim, when it came to the other Chachamim, the Chum said anything that who was not anybody who was Menazer before the Churban is a Nazar. Why? Because the Churban was a Nailah. Who could expect the Churban bias? The Gemara says even Rabbi Eliezer was masking in such a case that this Pesach doesn't help, and L'chareh to steer it too. The Gemara here, where it would seem that a Nailah does help. Taisvis, the Remaskal Mishan Nodar, said the reason why Nailah is not a Pesach Karayu, because again, it's Dvarm Shah, not Shchiach, can't be a Pesach. And you can't be Masik a Daita B'Shas Nedar. And therefore, when he made the Nedar, he made it with Lev Shalem, but the Nedar should be Chal, because nobody thinks it's such a Rachel to Kibbutzias that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Nechrav. In the Shiurim of Goyin, Shulam Dov Soloveitchik, that was Zeicher to put out many of his Ksavim in our Sifrei Zecharayim. The Rashiva's Medayik, that the sight of this is not because the action didn't happen. Because anything which didn't happen obviously cannot be used as a pile to match as a netter. The sight is that something of this sort is something that is considered to be loy ichbaslay. He doesn't take it into consideration. I guess that's the best way to touch this. Take a look at his language. Shiurei HaGramad. Here's the Gemara and Nazir. Here's his Vart here. Lulu de Ram Afshlam, the Maida ain't Paisin. The Nile Rishon Dimisum, the Rak, Dover Shikvar Hoya Bishas and Neder, Chosh of Pesach, Loima Shira Acherkach. Well, there are tastes much like can the maker I didn't have to actually just never chash a Pesach. He goes on to explain the reason for this is the sight that in the nail to Badas and Nider, the Madover they are massacre that you can't learn chash of Nile. We love us that to chash of Nile. It's not a matter of whether it actually was there or it happened, it's all a matter of what's in this person's mind. Okay, in Nile, which is not obvious. Let's go back to the Rambam. So the Rambam is a problem here because the Rambam says, let's see the Lashon of the Rambam. Halacha Yud Beis. Ein Parchsin Menailut. Kesa. Nishba Shalayana Rambam starts this analysis with Shul, but of course, who within Lenether, Mechulu, and Naziris. Nishba Shalayana Plaini Vinasa Sefer a year. Because, okay, maybe you should have known, maybe you shouldn't have known all the sheets in the Rishonim that we mentioned earlier. From this Rambam is word that chesaron nail it is that it's not a proper charata. Ravid is masik in the Rambam. The Ravid brings that he has different chat in the sugya. From the sugya of nailed that is mashma that nailed is matzli. We are paiseich. Amar Avram, but nailed shomer ain paisim, but nailed shein a matzli. Nailed the matzli paisim. So you have to analyze each mitzias to see what's matzi or not. Anisa shchicha, imisa, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was had a Pesach, and only something which is so not matzi is considered to be out of the realm of the nailat. So the Ravid is actually goes a bit easier on the Rambam. Look all the way at the end of Masha Kasu who ain't a bar. No, as a tax in the Rambam from the Ravid go, this is extremely mild. But the Ravid is not happy with the Rambam's pshat. Kesem Mishnah asks two very important kashas on the Rambam. Kasha number one, but the Gemara is mavur that neilu shchiach in a case such as Aeneas, that's not a problem with neilu. How could the Rambam not bring up this Mefarish Gemara? The Gemara says Mefarish and Nias is Shchiach, and therefore it's not Nailat. And if you're going to say to Kash number one, Kash number two, do a Kesem Mishnah, please. Kash number two, if Nail Shchiach is not a Pesach, how is Moshe Rabbeinu allowed? What was the heter from Moshe Rabbeinu? The only reason we said Moshe Rabbeinu was Mutter is because of Dasan Avir more in So that's Matzli. But if that's not a heter, according to the Rambam, so how does the Gemara for effort from Moshe Rabbeinu? Kesef Mishnah, please. Ah, there it is. Okay, it's a long shtickle here, so I just can only show you a couple of lines. For the love now, the shchiv chenar b'shalom, mashal adam rabbani and pesach nail the top pine dafke echad l'shchiach. When there's shchiach, pesach and chen kasa rai basadis. No, that shchiach, such as Aeneas, we are Pesach. So where did the Rambam come to say a blanket statement without any qualification? So the Kesef Mishnah explains that Rambam learned like Rashi, not like the Ran and the Rosh, that the Kavanah of the Gemara that they became Aniyim before the Shua, simply a procedural manner. When did they become Aniyim? When did they lose their money? When did their speculation in the aforementioned Bitcoin markets take down their assets? So Rashi learns that they became Aniyim earlier. The Achronim have a problem with this. Keren Ayra. If that's the case, why do we need that they actually became Aniyim? And if they would have really died, there's no chesaron in Nilud because they died before the Shavuot. After all, according to Rashi, it's just a matter of before, not before. The Lechem Mishnah is Tama on the Kesem Mishnah. And he says the Kesem Mishnah only asked the first kasha, answered the first kasha of Moshe. What about all the other places where it's Muchach to know Shiach does not have a din of Nilud? And according to the Kesem Mishnah, it has nothing to do with Nilud. According to the Kesem Mishnah, it's a din in Charata. Is this a Charata Gemura or not? So why is this especially a din in Naira? So the Lechem Mishnah says, listen, it cannot be that the Rambam is Chilig on Nelud Shchiach. Can't be. Obviously, Nelud Shchiach is a valid Pesach. The Rambam is coming to add, says the Lechem Mishnah, that even Nelud that's not Shchiach helps as long as there is a Charata Gemura. And that answers all the kashas. Hence the kasha of Moshe Rabbeinu, and it answers the kasha of how the Rambam could avoid this Gemara of Shchiach and not Shchiach. Let's close here with just a part from the contemporary Achronim. Rav Erlanger explains, brings this Lechem Mishnah. Rambam Tak is masking the knowledge Shchiach as a proper Pesach. But he asks, why didn't the Rambam explicate it and say it clearly and make this delineation Shchiach and not Shchiach? So he says, Avart, he says, I'll tell it to you outside. He says, then you can just leave it here because not going to have a chance to do it inside. Not enough time. Let me try to digest it for the Olam. He says, we find that such a thing is a heter nailed. So what about all the Gemara's back and forth? It is shchiach, it's not shchiach. It does work, it doesn't work. So l'charetz and machlekes and sugyas. The entire din of nailed as shchiach is totally in the basic sight of what the Nedarim is all about. If you go back to the Gemara in Daf Kaf Aleph from Beis, the Gemara has a machlekes, whether we paisech b'charat or not. Says the Brachos of Ram that even though there is an oifan of Pesach v'charata, but these are not oifanim of Heter Nedarim. According to the Manamar Pesach v'charata, the whole yisaid of Heter Nedarim is miyusel charata. If you don't have to be, if you're not Pesach v'charata, and you need dafka a Pesach, then if you would have known such and such, it wouldn't have been nedar. So then it reverts to a classical neder b'tois through the Pesach. It's a neder b'tois. And therefore, said the Brachos Rambam, all the sugyas which were proving that a Pesach Neilud works and a Pesach Shchiach Neilud works are all going according to Manamar, Ein Paisim Mecharata. Ein Paisim Mecharata. And therefore, the entire heter is because it's a neder b'tois. And therefore, if it's Neilud, Shchiach, Taka would be a neder b'tois. And therefore, the neder is okay to go on the heter. The Rambam who paskins paischin b'charata, and the ikur heter is because what you mischari. And there's a Pesach ikur heter is meyusa mischarata. He doesn't really care if it's nelud is matzir or not. Why? Because since he wants to make ensure that the it shouldn't be nelud, therefore there's no charata gemura, and therefore it's clear the nelud doesn't work. And therefore, the entire sugyas, all these sugyas that's been word nailed the shchiach and gone kong to the man the amar ain pais mecharata, and the aside of the heter is pesach and tais, The Rambam holds paisim mecharata, and there's no chiluk between shchiach and not shchiach. And this is his mahalach in the Shver Rambam. Here, doik v'tishkach, and this brachas of Ram. It's an admittedly complicated piece, but it's worth putting your harabah into. Okay, Adkan, a little bit of an overview on the machlokes and the rishonim on the side of Melech. Just spend a moment reviewing. Oh, we have the Pirushim of the Rishonim in the Gemara, the Ran and the Rush, as the differentiation between Nelad Shchiach and Nat. We had Rashi's Pshat that it's a question of the Matthias, what actually happened first. All this is saved around Dustin and Aviram. We had the Kashim from the Gemara Nazir with the Nazirim, who discovered that the Beis Hamikdash was Nechrav. And Taisis Pshat and Nazir, that it's talking about something which was most of the Shchicha. We had Rav David Soloveitchik's Yisaid on what Meled is all about. And then we had the Shver Rambam, where the Rambam seems to ignore the Gemara and Gansen. It doesn't make a chiluk between Nailat Shchiach and Nat Shchiach. And therefore, we have Steiris and Sugyas. Doesn't make a chiluk, doesn't frame for Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Achronim, therefore, starting with Rabbi Seinu HaKesem Mishnah Lech Mishnah, struggled to prepare for this Rambam. We offered a Mahalach here in the Kesem Mishnah Lech Mishnah, and finally in Rav Erlanger's Havana on the Rambam, which is totally on understanding the side of the Sugya as being either Charata or Tayis or not, but the Pesach B'Charat and Daf Chaf Aleph Lech Tidrushen HaMisham Yashak HaChachem Rabbi Say. And we'll see you next week for a new Sugya. Thank you very much. Ich gehe zu Dr. Lederreich.